Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the start of the next segment, James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project. You know him for bringing down Akron and so much more. Going to be joining us. We're taking a few more of your calls right now. You know, they took the guns in Turkey and then killed over a million Armenians after they took their guns. That's just one of the smaller cases. Pol Pot, the list goes on and on. Hitler, Stalin. But you're saying your family was in southern Vietnam after the U.S. pullout. And I've read the history. Tell people briefly, John, then we'll go to others, the history of what happened. Because I remember reading, they told people, turn your guns in. We'll give you an amnesty. Everything's fine. What happened once the guns were turned in?
Well, they systematically started killing everyone that was against the government. Actually, I was born in Da Nang, and my grandfather was a politician there, and he was killed publicly. And the rest of our family was killed for being, you know, part of the family. It's just the loss. People don't realize the loss that they're going to experience if they follow through and they don't speak up now and pull together.
Because by the way, I've been around all these so-called leftists. They say the plan is to kill us once they get our guns. I mean, these are monsters. These are not liberals.
Oh, the war's already been on. You're absolutely right. I mean, they've been working on us, you know, psychologically, spiritually, and physically. And as an educator, I'm telling you, I know. I work with IDD children, and I'm telling you, there's no way in heck a couple that are healthy and everything, and they keep on telling you that, oh, it's genetics. It's not genetics. There's something that they're doing. It's a slow kill, and this is a culling, call it whatever you like, but it's a depopulation program that has been going on for years, and it's ridiculous. And I'm just at the point where the best defense right now is to speak out and everybody needs to get out and talk to your neighbors and get everybody on board.
No, you're right. The globalists are all obsessed with organic and purified water. They won't eat anything. The GMO, the vaccines, it's all a giant eugenics operation. God bless you, and thanks for your testimony. George in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead. What do you think of Feinstein and coming for all the semi-autos and more?
Well, I'd like to cover one other thing first. On the vaccines, the government has a website, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS@HHS.gov, where if you have problems with the vaccine, you're supposed to report it.
But no one knows that, so they don't report it, or if they do, they try to cover it up quietly, yes.
You might have a link on your site. One other thing about the vaccines, there's a group of mostly physicians with vaccine-damaged children, autism.com. That's Autism Research Institute, and it has a lot of listings there on things you can do when the kids do get damaged with vaccines, how to recover them, at least partially. Second thing is we need to group together. I agree with that. And I think maybe political correctness on your part would be a good thing. How about a constitutional recovery fund or something to curb the illegal activities of the judges and the politicians? We still have a process in place, and I think we could be using it if you...
They're on the news saying all gun owners are racist scum. The entire South is filth. But then they're the politically correct people. No, they're a bunch of political monsters obsessing on race because they use it as a weapon. I mean, Lego can't even put out Jabba the Hutt toys now without the Muslims in Europe saying it's racist. I mean, this is a way to attack us and tell us we're bad. And I'm not bashing Muslims in general, the politically correct type. This is a cultural domination. And then they're like, hey, you know, be nice, have some hospitality, let the globalists run over you. We've got to get angry and get out of a cowed position. They're always telling us we're suspect, we're racist, we're bad, we have guilt, we've done something wrong. Give them control because we're bad. Let them in, let them boss us, give us their money. This is they're intimidating us until we get into them, because the government's run by a bunch of raging criminals. And I hear you. I don't know how it's politically correct to have a Constitution Recovery Fund. Okay, our guest is coming up. Most of you know who they are. I'm just so excited to get them on. James O'Keefe, the Veritas Project, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots worldwide, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Blasting out on XM, over 140 AM and FM affiliates. The internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com. Now, I got to play a few clips to introduce this guy. And for whatever reason, over the years, I tried to get him on, didn't get connected, but we've got him on now. And everybody listening probably knows who this individual is, or you know of his work. And this is the model. I've done a lot of similar things over the years when I was just out doing investigations, but none of them ever exploded like this. But we had some big victories. And this guy and his team is the model. In fact, I just want to say on air, I haven't told him this yet, he ought to make a how-to be a real muckraking journalist for Liberty. He ought to make a film about it, you know, showing how it's done. Because what he does, the corrupt that run this system, and I've said this for many years, you can, I'm going to introduce our guest here in a moment and play some clips first. You can go and fight the globalists, the collectivists, especially Democrats for whatever reason. You can go follow them in their car when they're doing corrupt things, and they will always be doing something horrible. I mean, it's hard to not catch them. You know, I've caught bribery at the state capitol. Just goes on everywhere, paying guys cash, The bill got defeated. It was in the front page of the newspaper. And that was back in, you know, 1999. Just type in Alex Jones catches bribery. I've done more than 50 or 60 things just like this. Not because I'm some great investigator. The corrupt do this right out in front of you. Okay? The corrupt do this right out in front of you. And you've just got to go out and expose them and have the courage. But if we just engage these people, it's over. James O'Keefe is the president of Project Veritas. I was saying Veritas Project, no teleprompter. James O'Keefe is a graduate of Rutgers University. He has received a congressional resolution praising him for his work and a recipient of the Robert Novak Award for Journalistic Excellence. He's best well known for the 2009 Akron investigation, which exposed systematic corruption in multiple offices, different cities, different areas. You walk in and go, I have an underage prostitute I snuck in the country. We're going to play a clip of that. And I want to, you know, sell her out. How do I keep her under the radar? Well, just make sure you put her in school so the government gets theirs, but everything's fine. Gonna pimp her good. Forced the group to be disbanded, losing them billions of dollars a year. And that was one of their big syndicate takeovers. He's also exposed NPR. The sting involved NPR executive Ron Schiller and senior director Betsy Lilly. The two agreed to receive $5 million donation from a fictitious Muslim organization. The two executives later resigned. The House representatives voted to defund NPR. And again, folks, people don't believe I snuck into Bohemian Grove. They just can't believe I got in there and did it. You've never tried things. People can't believe. You have power, is my point. That's what I want you to understand. You are the ones that are going to defeat these people. And the model is somebody like James O'Keefe. The project, Veritas.org, theprojectveritas.org. And, of course, it's supported by patriots like you, so go there and do that. Through Project Veritas, James has personally trained and equipped dozens of citizen journalists in an effort to create transparency in government and spending. And, of course, that's what their job is. But I'm saying put it out to everybody, which I know they've done some of. Now let's play something he's not well known for. And since then, there's new clips of Christians going up to abortionists and saying, hey, you know, let us adopt the babies. And they go, you don't want the ugly black babies. But you're racist if you don't want them aborted. Remember that. It's racist to want to save them. And it's racist if you don't like the communist Chinese and Apple suicide nets if you want to save the Chinese little girls. You're liberal if you just let them all die. That's see, the liberals are eugenicists. I made the film Endgame exposing that. So let's go to this first clip, then a short clip of the next, and we'll do the rest of the hour with our guests. But it's so exciting, okay, because I've been doing this type of thing for 17 years. He's been doing it, I don't know, for 6-7 years. We're going to talk to him in a moment, James O'Keefe of theprojectveritas.org. But let's go ahead and go to this first clip of him calling in to Planned Parenthood. This has been duplicated by others. Planned Parenthood was set up to, quote, kill the black weeds. Margaret Sanger, John D. Rockefeller. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Afternoon, this is Autumn.
I'm interested in making a donation today.
Fantastic.
What about abortions for the underprivileged minority groups?
Oh, absolutely. We have, wonderful, fantastic news. We just received a very generous donation to our Women in Need Fund.
Wonderful. I want to specify that abortion to help a minority group. Would that be possible? Like the black community, for example?
Certainly.
Okay. So the abortion could be, you know, I can give money specifically for a black baby. That would be the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that you wanted your gift to be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that gift was earmarked specifically for that purpose.
Great, because I really face trouble with affirmative action, and I don't want my kids being disadvantaged, you know, against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put it in his name, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's definitely possible.
Oh, always.
So I just wanted to, can I put this in the name of my son?
Absolutely.
Name of my son, great. He's trying to get into colleges.
All right, let's stop right there.
You know,
you can go online and go to the Veritas Project and see that report in full and others. And I have protested back when I had more time to do it. I'm protesting on air now. Abortion clinics. And here in Austin, also in Dallas, and I've had them walk up to me, and they go, no one wants these black babies. These people are a problem. And I'm telling you, most liberals at that level are not liberals. These are flaming racists. See, real racists aren't wearing Klan outfits. Usually those are feds, meaning to make gun owners racist or something. The real ones are trendies. I want to go to our guest. We'll play the famous clip of him dressed as a 70s pimp, totally obvious with an underage girl, telling him she's underage, and discussing how to get the tax exemptions and things for his pimping operation and how to run little girls into the U.S. You've all seen that, so I won't play it now. We'll get to it later in some other clips. James O'Keefe, great to have you on. Again, I just salute you. You were on the Nightly News with Ja'Kari Jackson last week. You just heard the comments I made about liberals saying how much they want to kill the black people while saying all gun owners are racist against blacks. How did you wake up to all of this? And let's just get into where you see the state of this country right now.
Well, Alex, I think I was going to be on your show 5 or 6 years ago. We did that Planned Parenthood investigation with a young woman named Lila Rose. And we called up, I'd say, about 7 or 8 Planned Parenthoods across the country. And I had heard about Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist back in the early part of the 20th century. And we called up these Planned Parenthoods, and it's right before you cut the clip, the vice president of Planned Parenthood actually said that it's understandable and exciting to abort black children, because I said there were too many. I was acting. I said there were too many black people in this country, and we need to abort them, is what I said to Planned Parenthood. And the vice president of Planned Parenthood resigned. And it was a national story at the time. And that kind of got me into thinking that the way to expose malfeasance and corruption and fraud is to kind of just take it right to them and make them live up to their own principles. And that's sort of what we do at Project Veritas. We make people live up to their own book of rules, which is right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
I remember, in fact, I interviewed people 6 or 7 years ago about this. Have I interviewed you then?
We were going to connect, and for whatever reason, we just didn't connect.
I just remember playing the clip at the time because, listen, it's not like you're trying to find a four-leaf clover and there's only a few of them that are eugenicists. I'm saying about 80% of mid-level or higher-ups I run into will go, listen, we got to get rid of these black people. Stop protesting. What's wrong with you? You're white. And now more and more videos of that have surfaced. You don't want ugly black babies. The point is, I want the left out there, the mainline left, who's idiots, to understand. These people are monsters. Go ahead.
Well, we found it. I mean, it's all on tape. I let the people speak for themselves. We called the New Mexico Clinic. This is Planned Parenthood in New Mexico. And when I said, and I'm acting, of course, I'm acting like a racist. And I say, well, it's just, it's terrible what's going on in our country with black people and affirmative action. And this Planned Parenthood vice president said to me in New Mexico, she says, it's a strange time for sure. And this is what she's caught on tape saying when she does not know that she's being videotaped. And it really cuts to the heart and soul. Why do they put all the clinics in the inner city neighborhoods? And what's really remarkable, Alex, is that the media tries to ignore it. But the good thing about Project Veritas is because we get results, because these people resign or they're forced to resign, the Associated Press does not have a choice but to write coverage about it, and that's how it kind of gets it. And Lila has gone on to do a lot of other videos. She did a video on Planned Parenthood and statutory rape. And that got on CBS News. So the interesting thing about what we do as citizen journalists is that we force this stuff into the mainstream media, and I think that more people need to do that.
Being around these people, infiltrating them, I've discovered they're almost all really sick people and criminals, or a mix of the two. In all your investigations, I found it's not like it's hard to find this. This is a really group of vicious people. And do you agree that the biggest hoax ever is that the liberal establishment is liberal? They're not. They're a bunch of monsters.
I found it, the word that I use, and a lot of people think that it's absurd. I think it's fascism. In my experience as a citizen journalist, I have been arrested. I have been falsely accused. I did a voter fraud expose last year on Eric Holder and a number of states giving out voting ballots in the name of other people. And these are facts. I deal in fact as a journalist. And exposing this stuff on videotape, the reaction is always arrest O'Keefe, prosecute O'Keefe, silence O'Keefe, censor him, silence him, arrest him. And that, to me, is not a liberal mentality. There's nothing liberal about wanting to jail journalists. And this is not, you know, this is just, I'm being straightforward. You know, I was arrested in New Orleans.
Let's talk about that. We're going to break. Riveting live interview with James O'Keefe from theprojectveritas.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and you think this is hyperbole, there are scores of clips on their website of Acorn people saying, yeah, we'll help you do this illegal thing. We'll help you run child prostitutes. We'll help you do that. And this is just how the system works. And they want to make every city like the big Chicago, New York mafia-style systems. And we need to have the people in Chicago and New York and other cities stand up against this. And the way to do it, if you were to follow a Planned Parenthood person, you know, let's say you work next door to a bar and walk over and record them, make sure it's a state where you have one-party consent, saying, hey, we need to kill the black people. Why do you work there? They're going to agree to you. Now, they've all been told don't talk about it on the phone when you call and how it's a great civil right and, you know, all this stuff. The point is, these people, all of them, are so sick that if you just engage them, they're all involved in bizarre behavior. Going back to our guests, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll play some clips during it. James O'Keefe, the head journalist of the Project Truth, Project Veritas. Continue. You were talking about how they're authoritarians, how they're always wanting you arrested for exposing their activities.
Exactly. There have been a number of occasions where I've been subpoenaed. Most famously, there was a huge story where I was in New Orleans investigating Senator Mary Landrieu, and she was not answering her constituents' phone calls during the health care debate in 2010. Went into the federal building with a camera, a recording device, and as you pointed out, one-party consent state, so it's legal to do it in Louisiana. But I was in a federal building. I was arrested, and they were going to let me go as a journalist. They said, oh, you're just there to ask questions. And then they found out that I was the Acorn pimp. I went into Acorn posing as a pimp and hooker, and they said, based on the senator and these other situations, we're going to have to keep you overnight in federal prison. And then I wake up the next day and I find myself charged with some ridiculous felony. I had to get a lawyer, spent 6 months fighting it, finally got it down to a misdemeanor. The U.S. attorney resigned in disgrace just recently for going online. And it's just so corrupt. And I've been as a citizen journalist, I'm not like David Gregory. I'm not immune from being prosecuted for committing crimes but it's just unbelievable what they want to censor us and silence us and even jail us for exposing them on tape. And the good news is I'm still standing, and we haven't given up, and we've got a ton of stories under our belt. We're developing a track record now.
Talk about some of the other intriguing investigative reports you put out that haven't gone mega viral that people may not be aware of.
Sure. After the Acorn story, the NPR story was on the front page of all the major newspapers, but after that we did a story on Medicaid, entitlement programs in this country. We went into Medicaid offices in Ohio, Virginia, and Maine, and we said that we were Russian drug dealers. We said that we talked about pimping girls. We talked about importing exotic sports cars and putting drugs in. And we said, we just want Medicaid, even though we're multimillionaires.
See something, say something. Like the Social Security Administration sending hundreds of millions to one address in Austin, knowing it's a fraud, but then literally the police are told to spy on gun owners and we're criminals.
And in the case of Medicaid, What the woman actually told us, and this is on YouTube, it's got 100,000 views, is I said, you know, what are we going to call our illicit drug business? And she said, just say that you're a babysitter. And she was fired. This worker in Medicaid was fired, and the state of Ohio said they were going to retrain all their workers. We did it in Virginia. We got the same response. The Medicaid worker told us not to put it down on our forms. We did it in Maine. The governor of each state launched an investigation.
There is a criminal culture to liberals. I've got to be honest. Again, I don't like the Republicans either, but downright local Democrats, when you really get near them, they're crooks.
As evidenced by the videos that we've produced, they certainly don't have a problem with helping give money, give government.
Telling somebody to falsify forms to cover up drug dealing is a crime.
That's absolutely right. And by the way, the police have gotten involved. They have Cuccinelli in Virginia. He launched a criminal investigation, criminal probe, and then most recently with our voter fraud video in Virginia. Many people, your listeners may know this story. It was all over the mainstream media. But Congressman Jim Moran's son resigned in October. over telling one of our undercover reporters how to vote twice to elect President Obama, forging utility bills, voting in the names of other people. So this is a congressman's son who was his field director. His name is Patrick Moran. He resigned, and the police got involved. The detective in Arlington County called me, wanted me to cooperate with this investigation, and then I find out this detective might be bought and sold by the congressman. So it's really, it's difficult being a citizen.
We'll be right back. This is amazing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GC.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Also ask our amazing guest a question. Again, Alex Jones here back live. James O'Keefe of the Project Veritas, Project Truth, is on with us, theprojectveritas.org. Of course, our sites are Infowars.com, and the nightly news is transmitted out via PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, one membership for $5.95 a month now is 11 memberships. Your membership and 10 other people simultaneously can use the same username and passcode. So use an original username passcode that's simple, and then give it to friends and family, because you probably give it to like 20 people. There's no way that usually all 11 people are going to be tuned in at 7 o'clock every night when InfoWars Nightly News goes on. That's part of Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. We will officially launch the $100,000 film I've gotten so behind with all the gun grabbing and all the tyranny we're facing that I have not launched the big $100,000 contest for films yet. I should have done that like 3 weeks ago. But we're going to launch it with a film promo tomorrow on the show, premiered here. I shot the video, wrote the rules, went over it with legal. It's $115,000 in cash prizes, $100,000 first place. That will be announced tomorrow on the radio. I know I said I would announce it a few weeks ago and never got to it because, quite frankly, everything comes secondary to free speech and the Second Amendment. I mean, when that's getting attacked, you notice I haven't even plugged in products or things until last week. And a little secret about radio, most of the real funding of the syndicated show itself is what they do live on air. You listen to most talk show hosts, it's into the show with a plug, out of the break with a plug, 5, 6, 7 plugs an hour. And quite frankly, I should be doing a couple hour because that's how I can fund this operation. They're like, hey, there's not a lot of money coming in, better plug stuff. Plus, I plug things I believe in, like the new Infowars.com come and take it shirt with an AK-47 and inside of it the words, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And also, 2 years in the making, designed by scientists and engineers in the U.S., now made in England with the latest technology, and 2 years being built and approved and certified. Read all that information and side by side. Gravity-fed filtration system by ProPure. It's called Pro One, and it is two filters in one. It's got the silver-based system impregnated with silver and ceramic under it. The system's to reduce down to 95%. Hydrofluorosilicic acid. The big secret is the other leading filters, and we've sold these with ProPure because it's good to get most of it out. Only get around half of it out because the hydrofluorosilicic acid goes right through it. This 95%. Okay, this is amazing. In fact, the other filters don't even really do anything to hydrofluorosilicic acid, but it tends to break back down. The point is, it loses electron. Or no, they pull an electron and then add it. All the science stuff's up on the site. This is a revolution. We are the biggest distributor of ProPure because I did my own research 2 years ago and got them as a sponsor. Notice for a year I didn't have a gravity-fed sponsor because the quality, unfortunately, with some of them out there just wasn't even good enough for me to promote it. You hear ads on the network where I've already been approached and offered $500,000, in a year to promote this. I go, no, I'm not going to promote it. I don't believe in it. If I believe in something, you're going to hear me promoting it. And this is an amazing system, ProPure, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's 10% off on all the stainless steel systems, the Traveler, the Big, the King, all of it, and 10% off even the new filters that are launching today. Today, made in England. Not even factories that can make this in the United States or places like China or India. You can see right there on the filter it says made in England. So there you go. All right, enough of me ranting and raving about that. It's just that your purchase makes the transmission possible. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Films like Strategic Relocation and others that I produced also available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or to understand the eugenics angle, InfoWarsStore.com with Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I want to go to this pimp clip in a moment, but continuing here with our guest, James O'Keefe, of the Project Veritas, what else do you want to impart to viewers and listeners about the state of the world right now? I mean, I think the biggest thing I would ask you is, what is your rallying cry? Because, your rallying cry just from truth is what mine is. Evil men and tyrants flourish because good men and women do nothing. These people, a lot of these people that run the system are really stupid. But it's our weakness in bowing down to government that empowers them. It's the ether in which these slugs thrive. You've got the floor, my friend.
Well, one thing that's unique about Project Veritas is that I don't advocate policy solutions. I don't tell people who to vote for. I don't tell people what to believe. I'm a strong believer in the following statement. I believe I have an infinite faith in the power of free people, that if they're just making their own decisions, if they have the truth available to them, that they will make the best decisions to create a great, lasting, and moral society. I think we need more journalism. We need more people exposing the facts. And The fact of the matter is that there aren't a lot of journalists. There are a lot of stenographers, people who, you know, they write down what the politicians say at the podium, or pundits, people who are, you know, on television, that, or they take pre-existing content. But Alex, one thing I actually admired you did, I must have seen this video maybe 8 years ago, but on YouTube, you went into the DMV and you they asked you for identification. You took out 8 pieces of identification. What you were doing is important. I mean, that's a direct action. You went in there and you taped it. You exposed something. We need more people doing journalism, pure journalism. And I think that people are smart enough. This recent video we did on the guns in New York and the people pushing gun owners, I went up to the journalists and I asked them, would you put a sign on your lawn that says that your home is gun free?
By the way, let me stop you there. That's the original reason I wanted to get you on last week. Start over, and the video is on your website. It's amazing. In fact, we can probably play some here for viewers while he's talking, and I have the pimp clip. But, I mean, this shows their incredible hypocrisy. The truth is they've got guns. They've got bodyguards. Their kids go to schools with armed men like David Gregory. So start over and tell people about that.
Sure. I was inspired to do this because of David Gregory and because I have been arrested and falsely accused and faced political prosecution, and the judge destroyed my videotape so that no one knows what I actually did in Louisiana. But when David Gregory on NBC News brought a magazine into the studio, which is a felony in Washington, D.C., and he was not prosecuted. In fact, the D.C. Attorney General released a statement, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, and the district, I actually have it in front of me here. He said that it was a clear violation of the law, what Gregory did, but it didn't, quote, serve the best interests of the people, unquote, to prosecute David Gregory. Now, he does have prosecutorial discretion. But
so he's Judge Dredd now. They tell juries we can't judge the law and the facts, which, of course, we can. But the police, especially high-level ones, they're not supposed to do that. It's a grand jury, and it's the people. Well, that is. I've done a lot of constitutional law research. What that prosecutor did, I think, was wrong.
I think it's wrong because I think the Supreme Court says equal justice under law. And if I did that, for purposes of a YouTube video, if I brought a magazine in the District of Columbia from an AR-15, I'd be prosecuted. No question.
If I did, I'd be arrested. You know it.
There is a difference. So I'm just getting to what inspired me to do this video, which I think is important, is the fact that there's a different class of people, the politicians, the journalists. They consider themselves protected from the law. And then I got to thinking, now, what if I made them live up to their own principles? And I went to the, okay, you obviously don't like guns, so will you advertise that to the public? Will you put a sign on your lawn that says this house is proudly gun-free? Because journalists, you're willing to advertise to the world who owns a gun. You're willing to publish law-abiding gun owners. Therefore, you should have no problem with doing it.
They're terrorists. They're not journalists. They're saying the South is all scum. Gun owners are scum. Publishing where we live that we have guns. It's time to get angry at these people. I mean, that newspaper needs to be sued. We need to get aggressive with them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, my way of doing that is by exposing them. I think that we need to. I went to their homes. I mean, there's nothing more aggressive than going to somebody's house and knocking on the door. And I went to their homes with a camera. They didn't know they were being taped. And I said, you know, I said to the publisher of the Westchester Journal News, that's the newspaper that printed all the gun owners in Westchester County. I live in Westchester, New York. That's where I'm from. I'm only a few miles away from these people. And we said, would you post the sign along? Nobody would post the sign. In fact, if you watch the video, the most extraordinary thing about this YouTube video is that all these editors and reporters are justifying the Second Amendment. They're pro-gun. They just don't know it. Instinctively, their human nature informs them that they don't want to tell people they're gun-free. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. My message at Project Veritas is that I have faith in free people if they're just given the facts that they know what's good for them and their families.
Well, I'll say this. They're trying to physically make us turn our guns in, register them, ban them. They're assaulting us. And our founders, you know, physically went after them. We need to just go and get in their faces at public events. If they're publishing people's names and where they live, we need to go to their house and say, hey, I'm out here with a bullhorn, buddy. Anybody who got your name published, in the newspaper. They assaulted your privacy. They told criminals who to go rob. It's time to go to their houses and bullhorn them and to come back the next day and bullhorn them. And when the cops show up, videotape it and go, "Officer, here's my name in the newspaper where I live and I have a gun. I have a First Amendment right to be here and do this." And then if they arrest you, you sue them because of the hypocrisy. I mean, it's time to get aggressive. Here's an example. 1996. They are taking veterans' homes, $2,000 a day fines. They had some registry at the hospital, I discovered. I learned this from hospital workers, that they would know when somebody had bad cancer or had a heart attack and was a widow or widower. They would then go to the nice home in the million-dollar area that they wanted to get and force into foreclosure. They put $2,000 a day fines on it for 3-inch grass. Well, a good cop called me and said, "Hey, I know where all the city council people live. A bunch of them have like 3-foot grass in the middle of the city, holes in the roofs. I don't know why they did." So I went to Jackie Goodman's house and others, went to the health department, showed they had like foot-tall grass and trash on the ground, and said, "Okay, let's put $2,000 fines on you." And they dropped all these fines on old people. Here's the problem. My phone, I was one guy, two guys, ringing with old people having their houses taken for 2-inch grass. And they always were like, "Let me ask, you just have a heart attack? You can't walk?" "Yeah." "Oh, you just got out of the hospital last week and the notices are coming?" "Let me guess, you got, so you're dying of cancer?" "Yeah, I got a few months to live." Yeah, they just want your house. They want to lean on it. I mean, that's a mafia right there. And you know what? I bet it's still going on. That's the frustration. We need 50 Alex Joneses in Austin. We need 50 in Rochester, New York. We need 100 in Chicago. I mean, people are being abused, folks. And folks go in and turn their TVs on and watch sitcoms at night, and they don't know the old lady's having their house stolen. Go ahead, I'm ranting.
No, I would respect if these journalists, for example, would put the signs on their lawns. I would at least respect that because they would be philosophically consistent. But the fact that they're inconsistent, the fact that they're like they would be willing to publish gun owners but be unwilling to advertise themselves as not owning guns. We went to MSNBC's Touré. Touré is a commentator on MSNBC, and he was unwilling to post the sign. He was stumbling and stuttering when we asked him to. He said, "You know what? I don't know if I want to do that." And that's what makes them frauds and cowards. And nobody likes a fraud or a coward.
And nobody rides for free either. I'm sick of these slugs feeding off of us.
And what we try to do, we want to measure the courage of their convictions. Do they actually believe in this thing? And at the end of the video, one of the most telling, I think this is the most fascinating thing about the video, is that one of the reporters for the New Jersey Star-Ledger, who supported outing gun owners and printing their names and addresses, told us that he hates guns, he wishes they were banned and everything, but this is his words. He says, "When the right wing takes over the government, we need to be armed to defend ourselves from that government." So even though he's putting an ideological spin on it, he's actually making some type of justification for the Second
Amendment.
But
they're so dumb, they don't get that right-wing, left-wing's control at the top. There's going to be Republicans in later. No, liberals, I all knew, went out and bought guns under Bush. And now they're like, "Let's turn them in." Like, it's just mindlessness. These people have no sense. And you know what? I want to hold you, if you can do it, a little bit in the next hour and go into overdrive, because I promised to go to phone calls. And I want to play some of these reports of you going and doing the guns. Can you do 30 minutes more into the next hour?
Sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Fantastic. I want to play now, though, the pimp clip. Do we have that queued up? Yeah, because we're going to go to the pimp clip first. Because this is what you're more, I mean, this is super mega viral for months. Brought down Akern, got it defunded. How many billions did it get defunded?
It was allocated $5 billion in the stimulus package, and of course they went bankrupt after the videos, so they weren't given any of that.
Tell people a little bit more about that case, if they may have forgotten.
Sure. Acorn Association of Community Organized for Reform Now. President Barack Obama was an attorney for Acorn, I believe in the 80s or 90s. Acorn, it has a couple different branches, but they help. They claim to help giving low-income housing for people. What they mostly do is they get out the vote efforts. They help with voter registration drives. What we wanted to uncover was, you know, what exactly this group is doing, where its money goes. We visited Acorn branches across the United States, and I posed as a pimp. Of course, I'm not the most pimp-like individual, but I
No, welfare and all this, because I've talked to people involved, it's all designed for fraud. You can go in and get 20 kids signed up. You can go in and they want control and they want to bankrupt the country. Let's go to this clip where you're saying, this is my underage girl I brought in from another country. I want to bring in more. They're like, hey, we'll help you falsify everything. Just make sure she's in school. Here it is.
Cops on this report.
Right. Anything that's, you know, anything that's in anything that's not government approved is always against the law. That's rule number one.
Yeah.
But do you collect your taxes?
No. Well, she gets paid mostly in cash.
Yeah.
She makes a lot of money, though, so you can afford something.
Okay, let me get somebody to do taxes so they can talk to you about how you use it. Not like that.
Because it's against the law, and no law enforcement is very prejudicial towards us.
But she's going to make us a legal business. That's why you have to collect taxes.
But how can she do that, though?
Because she is good. I'm going to tell you. I'm telling her she won't know how you can make it legal. She's really good. She's not going to get your
money. Okay. The type of business or service you provide, let me make sure there's a code for it, okay?
A code for prostitution?
Well, yeah, because I have to have a name and a code number.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be a code.
But I'm going to look in there. I'm going to get my list.
Okay.
She's going to say, she's good. That's what I'm saying. But she's going to make us a legal business.
Well, how can she do that?
Let me make sure there's a code for it, okay?
A code for prostitution?
Okay, let's see what we got here. Combination food sales and drinking places. Business owned food products and services. Collection agencies. Credit bureaus. Have to name it something else.
All right. I mean, there's hours of this stuff. And then they get into the underage people they're going to bring in. That's all great. We're going to go to break, come back with our guests, go to some of your calls that have been holding. Jerome in Illinois, Truth Raider in Oregon and others. Then we're going to go into overdrive with our guest with more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
journalists that have been holding on the Second Amendment with James O'Keefe. Then we'll do 30 minutes with him in overdrive, which a lot of stations carry, into the fourth hour. We always do 3 hours. For a while, I did 4 hours, so we still keep doing the fourth hour sometimes because there's a bunch of other news I want to cover after he leaves us as well. But it's official. They're coming after the handguns, too. And we're going to play some of the clips for radio listeners and TV listeners of James O'Keefe going to Eric Holder's house and saying, "Will you put up a gun-free zone sign?" I mean, Eric Holder is a gangster, folks. I mean, hardcore, Fast and Furious, OKC, involved in it all. And this guy's got gigantic huevos rancheros. James O'Keefe is our guest. Folks have been holding Jerome, Truther, and others. Jerome in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Well, about the Second Amendment, I believe you called in. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show, Alex. And it's good to hear that there's other people in the world that share my thoughts about gun control. You know, I keep hearing people ask the question about assault weapons. Do Americans really need an assault weapon to defend themselves? And my answer to that question is absolutely yes. I believe we do need assault weapons because it levels the playing field. Or even
that's right. The criminals are going to have them. So we need them. But, I mean, look, they use that debate. It's about enslavement. Let's ask our guest, why do you think they're coming after the guns? I mean, I know the answer I'm going to get.
Oh, you're asking me why do I think they're coming after, like, AR-15s and
things
like that?
Because they love you, right? It's so they want to help you.
I mean, I think they're coming after them in order to I think that they are they may have good intentions. But they're emotional, and they think that they don't understand that when you take away law-abiding gun owners, that you increase crime. Their intentions are on a different plane.
Dianne Feinstein is a crime boss, insider. I mean, look, come on, you're a smart guy. You're not that naive. You know the criminal elements. The government want our guns to enslave us. They even admit that in some of their white papers.
Sometimes they do admit it, and you're right. Other times, sometimes they're well-intentioned. They just don't realize the policy outcome of when they ban law-abiding people from owning guns.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of the little chicken necks and stuff that, didn't have somebody take them out shooting and things, they're scared of them, I agree. I'm talking about high level. Why does the UN want guns worldwide?
That's beyond my pay grade.
They want to be the only ones with guns. That's their plan.
That's very true.
I mean, you know about the UN worldwide, what they do? I mean, they line people up in Africa and Latin America and just shoot villages to take their property. On record, they killed 4,000 people in Burma, on record, in the 90s. Just went in and killed all the villagers to take their property. The UN is a giant murder crew, but they constantly have every Miss America saying, oh, they're so sweet, they're helping the children. They go in and start the wars, but they're the UN, so it must be okay.
One of the interesting things that I've found in my research, one thing that we're working on right now is the sort of, just like with Planned Parenthood and the racist elements with that, some of the racist elements with gun control. Clarence Thomas wrote a concurring opinion on McDonald v. Chicago, and he goes into the Ku Klux Klan and disarming African-American people and what that means in the inner city communities. And there are some people who are petitioners in the Heller case in D.C. That's a very interesting angle.
No, exactly. And that's why they call guns racist, which makes no sense, is to flip it, because you notice it's the black areas where they always have the gun control. So then only the criminals have the guns and the crime rates explode. They know it's going to make it a crime pit.
And also, a lot of black people are dying because they don't have the ability to defend themselves.
Jerome, anything else from Illinois?
Yeah, one other comment. I also wanted to say that I heard Alan Dershowitz say on Pierce Morgan's show that he would be afraid to go into your home and have a disagreement with you because he would feel uncomfortable thinking that you might go for one of your guns. And I would like to ask Alan Dershowitz, how comfortable would he feel if he had a disagreement with a...
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.